Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ideas on how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening. Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Bill is Chief Home Office, Chief Economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB.com. Also, smallbiz.org, smallbus.org is Bill's website where you can find the index, also at the NFIB's website and on our website. We appreciate being able to do that. Hey, Bill, we got seven of nine?
Right.
That went up?
Seven up.
Hiring,
two,
sales,
two down.
Inflation, compensation, I mean pricing power, I guess, compensation. The good news is overwhelming for July. People are hiring, weren't they?
Yeah, it was a great report. You know, the actual reported hiring was a very solid number, and of course we predicted over 190,000 jobs, and we were pretty good. It came in at 209,000,
yeah.
Which most people were below that. They weren't expecting the number, but our people said they hired them, and when they tell us they do, they do.
Yep.
And just as important, of course, the job openings number went to about the highest level we've ever seen. It's so. There are a lot of firms out there looking.
Well, how many are there now?
Pardon?
How many are there unfilled jobs out there now, you know?
Well, the government says in the so-called JOLTS report, job opening, layoff, whatever JOLTS stands for, said there are a record 6 million,
6 million
job openings out there.
People, these are probably good jobs too, right? I mean, these are...
Well, a lot of them are, sure. First of all, if you don't have a job, any job is a good job.
That's right. That's true. But I mean, I'm talking about these aren't like in the hospitality industry. They call them the invisibles, the housekeepers and the janitors, things like that. A lot of those jobs are high paying jobs. I mean, $25-$30 an hour, maybe $75-$100,000 a year salaries.
Half of our firms in the construction industry. Have job openings that can't fill. I mean, that's amazing.
And the construction is probably because of don't have a driver's license. They can't pass a drug test because anybody can move a joystick.
Yeah, well, we did a study about that, and of course we asked them what the typical reason for someone being disqualified. Well, let me back up. 60% of our firms said that they hired or tried to hire. In the last couple of months in our July survey, 87% of them said few or no qualified applicants for the position that they had. And then if you look at the detail, we did a very careful study just a few months ago. Of course, 25% said a typical reason is you don't have the right skill set. About 20% said, you have a bad work history. But also 20% said, you don't have the right social skills, and another 15% said you have a bad attitude, and another, those are all things that are making people unqualified.
Yeah,
and they do because you don't want them to work with your people or meet your customers or whatever, But these are things that they can fix without going back to school. Only 10% said English, math.
Just behave yourself.
A problem.
Don't be a jerk.
Yeah, exactly. Attitude, unreasonable wage expectations 10 years ago was a lot higher. Of course, that was in 1999,
right.
At the peak of the last expansion.
Right.
So at least this long period of low wage growth seems to have dulled their wage expectations. But that was a biggie. 20% said that was the main reason that they,
Bill, disqualified. But, Bill, this kind of unfilled opportunity – is out of the small business sector is clearly a measurable holdback of the economy.
Yep, it's a holdback, and also tells you that there's a lot going on out there that we're not just kind of seeing happening yet, Because our people don't go out there hiring like this for no reason.
Right. That's right.
They hire because they need to make stuff.
That's
and
right.
Take care of customers.
And so they're missing opportunities.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We could have a lot higher employment if we could get these job openings
which
matched
means
up with people.
That when anybody shows up with a robot, they're going to take it.
Well, that's true. I mean, because you got to have somebody.
Right.
If it's a tin man, well, you'll take him or it.
Right.
The tin man would be an it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me give you a down and dirty example. If you've got an old backhoe, an older backhoe, then it takes a couple of big hands to manage that backhoe with all the controls. It's their handful, and the smaller hands of a woman. I'm just being straight up with you, is harder for that to handle. They really are. It's really tough. It's a hard job. But the newer backhoes have joysticks. Anybody can operate those.
Yeah.
So now I buy a new piece of equipment. It's maybe not a robot, but now I've opened up the opportunity for a lot of other people that can take that job.
Technology does open those doors.
That's right.
You know,
it's a lever.
Kind of a bad example. Maybe I shouldn't use it, but I did point out many years ago that, you know, just new technology like in the cash registers made it possible for people with lower educational attainment
right.
to get jobs at the windows because they couldn't make change on their own. Right. But
well,
then now they can and they can get a job.
Of course, the truth is it's not a matter of low education or intelligence. Now, some of our kids with plenty of education can't make change.
Exactly.
Because the machines have kept them from it. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other areas that have been impacted by the good news. And that's coming up with Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame, 10-10.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.